Eli, what were your expectations of how much you would have Victor and Odell in the field so far, and have they been exceeded?
Yeah, I didn't know what I, you know, it's probably a little more question about Victor just coming off the injury and didn't do anything in spring and didn't know, you know, how it'd feel, how it'd look, and his progress with that. I think he's looked great out there. He's been out there a bunch and, you know, seems to be feeling good and running his routes the normal way and getting in and out of breaks. So excited to see that. I think, you know, I was thinking Odell would be back and seems to look fresh and look good out there as well. So I think both guys, as far as I can tell, feel good and look good.
Has Victor, I mean, have you guys kind of picked up that chemistry right away, or does it take time?
Yeah, well, I think it still takes time. It's still, you know, it's, you know, obviously, you know, it's not new for him, but it's still, you know, fairly new offense, some new, you know, different routes, different combinations. So I think he's, you know, still trying to get back in the flow of things. It's been a while since he's been running route out there in the field, seeing things. And so, but I think he's looked good. But, you know, missed him yesterday on a route, but, you know, we're getting very close.
Eli, I don't think we get a chance to talk to you again before Cincinnati. I'd like your impressions of having a scrimmage against another team, which doesn't happen very often these days.
I'm excited for it. I think it'll be good. I think it's always great for an offense to go against a different defense. All of a sudden, you're kind of going in, you know, not really knowing what they're doing, what they're going to be showing. It's not like, you know, it's different from a game, and you go in, you game plan, you have looks, and you know, we might you know, watch a little film on it, just get an idea, but. For the most part, you know, you're just going to kind of go off what we see and make adjustments, and guys are going to have to, you know, really understand and know their rules of their assignments and their fundamentals and do everything perfectly. And we may get fooled sometimes on protections or blitzes, and we got to make adjustments and kind of play fast. So I think that'll be good to see a different defense, a different challenge, and they're you know, very good defense and got great good players and good against the pass, so I think it would be a good challenge for us.
Aside from the X's and O's part about it, is it just also fun to break up the monotony of camp with the guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think all of a sudden, you know, you're on a bus and you're traveling around, you're practicing against a new team, you know, changing things up, you get a little travel day. So I think those things are good where, you know, you're out of your facility and it's just, you don't get kind of into that, hey, you know, we got this again, or you know, getting that same routine. I think it's good to mix it up a little bit.
A couple of players also said, some of your teammates said that the thing with Cincinnati is they expect it to be a little more physical, a little more like live. Does that matter to you? I mean, obviously, theoretically, you're not going to get hit, but
right. Well, I think that's the probably the intentions. But I think when you go against another defense, the energy should be picked up a little bit, or you go against another team, energy should get picked up a little bit. I think maybe that's the reason, you know, the Giants, Coach Coughlin, wanted to do it at Cincinnati. I think, you know, it's responsibility of kind of the coaches to set the tone and say, hey, you know, we can be physical, we can play fast, but we're going to keep it safe and we're not going to have the fights. And I think between Coach Lewis and Coach Coughlin, they'll set the stage right and make sure we are respectful and you don't want any injuries or anybody do anything stupid during those practices.
But is there anything for you to gain? I mean, timing wise, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know that rush and stuff and just getting you know guys playing tight coverage and you know blitzing a little faster and running backs kind of step up in those blitzes. I think when you get in the blitz periods and you get into you know that live rush on some live you know passing stuff and. You know, probably makes it a little more game realistic.
Injury supports a lot of different combinations of the offensive line in the first few days of camp. Do you have any concerns about what you're seeing about that first team line?
No, I mean, I think they've adjusted well, and you know, they're all have been well coached and know their assignments and done a good job with the blitz pickups and changing plays and adjustments. I don't think we've had any you know miscues on that. So I think that's a good thing. And so, you know, right now, just, you know, my concern in practice is just, you know, making reads, making good decisions, trying to get the ball out on time and working my fundamentals as the offensive line, they're working their fundamentals.
What do you attribute? I mean, we look at practice, we see, I don't think you've thrown an interception here in live portion. And last year, obviously, there was a decent amount of interceptions with the new offense. What do you attribute that to? Is it all just the fact that it was new to you?
Yeah, probably just, you know, having a better plan, having a better understanding of you know, where to go with the ball, not getting stuck in some, you know, bad situations where, you know, free blitzers or pressures and you know, indecisiveness. I think, you know, that's part of it, just a, you know, a little better understanding, play a little smarter, understand the importance of protecting the football. I think all those things are, play a factor in that.
Is it something you're aware of that that you haven't thrown an interception here?
Yeah, you kind of you remember those in practice. You know, they're never fun. They're fun to watch on film, and so you know, I think had one that was close yesterday, a bad decision. So kind of take that in the same category that got tipped up near the red zone.
Mike Sullivan said that he thinks your arm is stronger than it was the last time he was here. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like it's still stronger?
It feels good. It feels live right now, and so I think that's the. That's the goal, is to keep it strong, keep it healthy. You know, I think a lot of times training camp is the most difficult time, where you are throwing the most consecutive practices in a row, less off days, less rest days, and so just, you know, it is a time where you got to be careful and not, make sure you're not overthrowing and keeping it strong and doing your maintenance. So I think I got a good program, a good system to keeping it healthy and you know, not overthrowing, and so it'll stay strong the whole season.
Can you talk about your relationship with Mike Sullivan and what it's like to have him back here?
Well, I obviously have great relationship with Coach Sullivan, and you know, he's been around here a long time, and kind of, you know, receivers coach. And I think obviously the quarterback receiver coach is somebody you're communicating with a lot. You're in, you know, always kind of popping your head in the receiver room, talking about something. A check or a signal or how you want something run, and kind of, you know, talking to him to communicate something to the receivers, and then obviously in the quarterback room for 2 years as a quarterback coach, and so have a lot of great communication, great respect for him, and it's a little different now. You know, he kind of came in the spring, and where, you know, I maybe knew a little bit more than he did at the time with the new offense, but now he's caught up, and so we're, you know, yeah, we're I'm asking him questions. He's asking us questions. We're getting on the same page. We're still kind of referring to Coach McAdoo on some things, but he's great in the film room.
Eli, you've always been a believer in routine and things you do for your whole career. The last couple of years, you've kind of tweaked things along the way, looked for different things to kind of reinvent your game. What's the objective behind that? And, you know.
Well, yeah, I think just, always looking for, you know, a way to get better, and that's the goal, and you can't get stuck in your ways, and I think that's everybody, from Coach Coughlin and, you know, for me, just looking for opportunity to, learn more about just how to stay stronger, how to get an arm stronger, how to maintain your body, how to eat better. I mean, I think everything as you... especially as you get older, you start listening to your body a little bit more, understanding what works, what, you know, trying to eliminate the soreness and the, you know, feeling tired or getting worn down, and taking care of your body a little bit more. So it's just that whole process.
Does that translate into performance? Like, have you been able to see results?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Just on how you feel, you know, at practices and going out there on the field and on game days. And I think, you know, last year felt good. I think I feel better right now than I did at this time last year. So I'm excited about the way my body feels, my health, and the way everything's kind of set up. I feel good about it. Hopefully I can keep it that way.